This is the BBC.
Here's Tuesday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. Alexander Armstrong's done it, so has Bradley Walsh and Nick Knowles. Today, find out which other Tea Time TV favourite has made an album, their debut album. More confessions from people's professions at 1:40. Today, we've got a chocolatier, and someone's having all the dramas on Tinder and wants to put a few things straight. Scott Mills.
This is BBC Radio 1.
This is Scott Mills, Tuesday lunchtime. Hello, Chris.
Hello.
So much love for the DJ and producer Marshmello on the show yesterday.
Yeah, I didn't quite realise. Can you say he about Marshmello, or is it like a thing?
No, we said he was a he.
Okay.
Just got a Marshmello on his head.
So much love. Like, I didn't quite realise what a massive fan base Marshmello has.
Yeah, I mean, we did film it yesterday and just people scrabbling to watch the video just because a lot of people don't think had seen the Marshmello and were curious.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a bucket on his head, but it looks like a Marshmello.
Yeah, I guess it's like the ultimate bucket. It lights up.
I was really thinking about this when I was going to sleep last night. Got to be uncomfortable after a certain amount of time. It doesn't look that comfortable. It's not that cushioned.
Do you think?
Well, a plastic bucket on your head?
Yeah, but we didn't see the inside of the helmet, did we? We only saw the... I reckon there's aircon in there and everything. It looked well expensive.
Imagine if you had aircon in there. Actually, you would need that, because if you're playing like a club or something, it's going to be hot.
That's what I mean. The interview was funny as well. Like, considering... we were a bit anxious beforehand as to what Marshmello was going to be like, but sure enough, we let him type everything out and then we... put a voice on it, did one of those text-to-speech things, and, end up being well funny.
Do you remember we had a private investigator on the show last week called James, who calls us every now and again with amazing stories from his job?
Yeah.
Where he follows people, he finds out cheaters. Since we had him on, we had loads of other emails from people with confessions from their job. So we've got another one of confessions from your profession at 1:40 this afternoon. Profession confessions. There we are. I like coming up with the name on air. And then at 3:10, one of our listeners is having an absolute nightmare with Tinder. It's all coming up.
Scott Mills.
Someone's saying that Deadmau5's helmet is padded and air-conditioned. Got his own air-conditioning unit in the helmet.
It's like they're all so proud of them now,
and
isn't it?
His lights up as well, yeah. Like, obviously, if you go and see Deadmau5 or if you go and see Marshmello, they both do light up during the gig, the heads. His didn't light up yesterday, but then that's going to cost a lot in batteries. So I understand that you need some downtime where it's not lit up.
Real talk as well, Scott. And someone was asking me this last night. Was it definitely Marshmello? Definitely.
Well, we don't know, do we?
I mean, we're fairly certain, right? But how can we be sure that it wasn't just one of his mates?
Well, never know. There's probably five of him doing interviews all over the world at the same time.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Last week, we had James, our private investigator, on the show. He gets up to all sorts in his job.
And we love having him on the show because he gives us the real insight. In fact, we've encouraged this a lot more of recent times, haven't we? People to come on, share what really goes on with their job.
Yeah, and let us know. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Just send me an email. Since we had James the PI on last week, we had hundreds of emails of people going, you'll never guess what happens in my job. And I'm encouraging this. More, please.
I particularly like the ones as well where it's like a whole profession secret. We've had cabin crew on explaining exactly what goes on planes and some of the stuff you just wouldn't believe.
Yeah. I want taxi drivers, I want chefs, every kind of occupation where you see stuff that would make us go, wow, tell us about it. This person emailed in. Let's find out what they do. Hello, caller.
Hello.
Hello, what's your job?
I am a Belgian chocolatier.
Oh, you make the chocolates.
I do make the chocolates.
Oh, okay. Wow, what a job.
That doesn't seem to be, for me, one of those jobs that have much scandal attached.
Oh, you would not believe it.
Let me just go to my special chocolate section. Hang on a second.
Oh, what a cool job, though. And you must have one of those satisfying machines that sort of does the chocolate in nice sort of ribbony patterns and things. You just watch it for ages going, oh.
No, I do it all myself. It's by hand.
Wow. Right, what are the stories?
Right, got three. My first story is I had somebody email in and ask if I could potentially dip their bits in chocolate for them.
Do what to their bits?
Yeah, they wanted me to dip their bits in my chocolate.
Oh. Why would they think that you would be able to do that? The bit specialist.
Well, yeah, and to be fair, it's not something I advertise that I sell or anything, but
I
think
not.
People just... No. But I think people just think, I think they lose their heads with it. They right. see chocolate and they think, oh, hello.
Right, okay. Well, yeah, that's not on your website, is it?
No, I promise you it's not.
There is a market, is there, for sort of chocolate chocolate bits?
Yes.
How does that work? What, do they come into the shop, get it out and be like, right, okay, put some chocolate around that, I want a mould?
No, so usually we do hen parties and things, so like the traditional lollies and shapes you get with that.
Uh-huh.
But not everybody's always happy with the shape and size, shall I say?
Okay.
I do notice on the Willy straws, actually, they're not very realistic, are they?
Right.
Well, to be fair, they're not the prettiest of things, are they?
they're not, no. But then if they were life-size, that would be terrifying.
Well, a lady did once complain to me after she'd bought some that her chocolate Willy wasn't lifelike enough. Okay. She was very unhappy with me.
So, I'm very confused here. You're running a secret market.
No,
of,
she's not.
Of, of chocolate parts.
Think
no,
I am.
No.
You're the chocolate Willy Wonka.
Do you know what? I have been called that before and it just ends up with all sorts of terrible.
That's you.
Yes.
It's, and it's all been run under the counter.
Chocolate Willy Wonka.
It's you. I've been seeing that to me all day.
You and your secret factory there. Oompa Loompas.
What else have you got?
Well, it's always nice when boyfriends want to surprise girlfriends. And I got asked to make a lovely hamper for somebody. And I was dead proud of it. So I posted it on my Facebook page. And this man who had ordered this hamper, I was having a total fit at me, telling me I'd got to take it down because it wasn't for his wife, it was for his girlfriend.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
When I went to take the picture down, his wife had tagged him in it, asking me that she's saying that she wanted one of those.
Ah! Nightmare for him. So he must have had to double up on the orders, order another one to pretend that's
no,
what he
didn't.
Was ordering in the first place.
Well, he didn't order it from me, but he certainly only ordered one from me. I don't know who ended up getting it, unless he split it.
Obviously, with the private investigator last week, obviously I understand that he will find out people that are cheating, you know? But I wouldn't have thought that in your job.
Oh, yeah, we do. I have somebody who, she's a friend, and she ordered something for her bit on the side. And I'm not meant to tell, so it's like, yeah, people tell you all sorts when you're a chocolatier.
Well, they tell you who the chocolate's for.
Yeah, because they asked me not to post it on the on my Facebook page.
Oh, don't post this on your Facebook, please. These are cheating chocolates.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we found out a lot from you today, haven't we? We found out that people do quite want to have their bits dipped in chocolate.
Yeah, they'll even send photos of which bits they want dipping.
Is this men and women?
Yes, both. I have had requests from both.
Wow, okay. Then we found out that someone complained at a hen do because the Willy straws weren't lifelike enough. And we found out you have to send cheating chocolates quite a lot. Do you feel morally wrong?
A little bit, yeah. But morals don't pay the bills, so I still make it.
Well, that was Confessions of a Chocolatier. Thanks so much for being on.
You're welcome.
Any confessions from your profession? scott.mills@bbc.co.uk.
Scott Mills.
Just noticed this new track by Jason Derulo has a fox from outside my house on the beginning of it. This is the same fox that makes a noise in the dead of night and wakes me up. Listen. That's the noise.
Is that fox or Jason?
I don't know, but it's the same noise.
It's weird calling him Jason, isn't it?
That's the same noises that the foxes make when they're together outside my house having a bit of quiet time.
But hang on, is that the fox?
I don't know. It sounds really similar.
Scott Mills.
That's exactly the same noise.
When it's quick like that, it really is foxes, isn't it?
Chris, believe me, at times of the night, it gets really quick.
Oh, it's very... It's
like... Because there's two of them, clearly. Sometimes there's three, like...
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Oh, this is amazing. Someone says, I'm an events manager, an ex-tour manager for a few artists as well. I have plenty of the gossip.
Yes, this is exactly what we want.
Uh-huh. Liam, who's from Swansea, says, I work in a shop and if a really rude customer comes in and buys things like chocolate, etc., I do purposely break the chocolate up when I'm putting it in the bag.
And the thing is, I can imagine other people doing this as well who work for these stores. Remember, we can keep you anonymous as well.
Yeah.
Keep us, keep the stories coming in.
Yeah, let us know. Alex from Ryestep saying the fox noise is too much.
It is too much.
They're exactly the same noise. Because I woke up the other night and was like, is there someone in trouble there? But no, they were just having a lot of fun, the foxes outside, all three of them.
I know what you mean. Interesting as well that you, because when you're in bed as well and you're listening to this going on,
do try and
work out the situation, right? I love the idea that you were counting how many were there.
I was like,
it's hard to tell the difference between.
Well,
one,
I definitely
two,
heard.
Three,
I was
four.
Just like, it was like, there's one, one in the background. One. Yeah. Also, they're getting well brave in my area now.
Yeah,
I come right up to you.
Mate.
That never used to happen, right?
I was on the way back from the pub, I think it was like last week, and one properly didn't run away or anything, just stared at me, looking at me. Like
right in your eyes.
Like, you want some?
Come on then. I'm here. So much braver.
Scott Mills.
Just a quick thing. Can everyone stop making albums, please? Oh, no, not everyone. But there's a certain type of person at the moment where it seems to be absolutely fine for them to just do a debut album. Mm. And for some of them, it really works. And by certain type of people, I mean generally people a bit older who are in the public eye because of their TV appearances.
Yes.
So one of the best-selling albums of last year. Do you know who that was?
Go on.
One of the best-selling albums of last year. Or maybe, is it this year or last year? Bradley Walsh, anyway.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I do remember that. I remember that round the Brits as well, wasn't it? Because I didn't, in fact, you might have even won a Brit. Anyway, but I remember Stormzy having massive respect for him.
Bradley Walsh.
Because he'd beaten him on the charts or something.
Bradley Walsh off the chase. Also, soon to be in Doctor Who.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah, yeah, I know what you mean. So everyone's trying to do, if you are a bit older. Mm-hmm.
Alexander Armstrong off Pointless. Mm. Actually got a good voice, but he's done one. I'm fine with those two. Then Nick Knowles piped up and had a go. So he's got an album out. Jason Manford off of comedy, he's also got an album out.
Yeah.
It's like everyone's gone, well, they've done it really well. I'm going to do one too.
Yeah.
And it pretty much seems to be...
Oh, please tell me there's an Eamon Holmes album coming out.
No, but there is a debut album coming out from... And this will lead me on to who else you'd quite like to see, who maybe is a bit older on TV, that you would like to see a debut album from, because everyone's doing it now.
Mm.
We can look forward to an album coming out soon, everyone, called At The Top, and it's the debut album from Anton Dubek.
What?
Off of Strictly. That's happening.
What? Scott Mills.
Oh, yes. Right, this would make monies if this was released as an album. Jack from York came up with this. James Martin.
Yes. That's
James Martin, the album, the chef.
Yeah? Great shout.
Think about this, from Yana. This is the debut album from Jeremy Kyle.
Oh, yes.
It's going to happen.
Scott Mills.
Chris won bangers yesterday with the Automatic and Monster against my LaRue Bulletproof. Hello, Lydia.
Hi.
Are you a dental assistant?
I'm a dental student. I'm learning to be an actual dentist.
Yes.
Yes.
Can I just say to you, 4 molar E left, 7 back.
I mean, yeah, I'll take that. I think I could mainly, like, dissect that and understand it. But, Yeah, I do say to my patients all the time, sorry, I'm just going to speak some gobbledygook to my nurse. Sorry,
it is weird when you start doing the location and the letters and the numbers and that, but I just made that up, so don't try and dissect it. It means nothing.
Okay. Well, I mean, I thought you had some good training there. I was going to, take your word for it.
Is it like training to be a pilot where they put you on a simulator before? So,
yeah.
Oh, really? So you work with, like, I don't know, like dummies or something like that? Fake teeth?
Yeah, exactly. It's really weird. They're called phantom heads. So they look basically like fake plastic heads, and then they've just got this hole where the teeth go.
Oh, that's
weird.
And
we, screw the teeth in. I know, it sounds really strange, but it's a good way of practicing, so before we kind of let loose.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't want to be, I wouldn't be with the first day. It's like, oh, yeah, by the way, you're my first patient ever. Oh,
yeah.
Good.
Yeah, you never want to hear that, really, especially from a dentist. And do you have to practice the small talk as well, or they teach
100%.
You that?
Yeah, well, not so much teachers, but we do definitely get better. Good at, like, oh, so have you got any holidays booked? Oh, you're looking quite tanned. Have you just come back? What are you doing for Christmas? Jenny, this time of year, we're asking about Christmas already.
Of course. Yeah.
I did hear that on a plane, though, once, not that long ago. It came over the tannoy, like, my name's Tim, I'm the captain, and you'll be pleased to know it's my first ever flight today. I was like, don't tell
me. We'll be really pleased.
Could you not?
I don't know.
Yeah, right. Okay, here's what I've got for you today, Lydia, on bangers. Just take some time to live. What's that noise?
I mean, I don't know. I could definitely do some drilling to this. Like, that sounds like that kind of music, maybe.
It's The Medal by Jimmy Eat World.
It's random from you.
Thank you.
You're not getting any help, are you, Scott? Are
no?
you... No?
No.
It's just you've never told me you've liked this song before.
I do like it.
It's just really random from you, that.
Also, running out of music.
Who's your source?
It's the same as... This is my heartbeat song.
Oh,
and
that's why
I'm
you
gonna
like
play it.
That's why you like it.
That's so true. It sounds so similar.
Okay, you can have my choice today, though, which is this. Which is a bit of Muse, Supermassive Black Hole. I was trying to find a way to link that to Teeth.
But... I'm hearing more positive noises for Muse.
Well, you could definitely link that with the like Black Hole, Teeth, Decay. You know, you're doing well there. Mm-hmm. So. I mean, I think it's pretty obvious who I'm going to go for. I think I'm going to have to go with Chris.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, thanks, Teeth, for not picking my track today. That was Muse and Supermassive Black Hole.
Yeah, or Supermassive Black Molar.
Or Supermassive Black Hole.
Yeah, good.
Andy in Shrewsbury's not happy. It's supposed to be the best song that wins. This is rubbish.
Yay.
David in Plymouth has just called Robin Hood and his Merry Men.
Scott Mills.
Beside the next 20 minutes, one of our listeners is going to come on and share their story about Tinder. There's so many people on there have a brilliant time on it, don't they? I mean, I've got a lot of mates that have met people on there, really, really had a good time.
Or other dating apps like that.
Yeah, I mean, same. I mean, my friend Gary, I think, has RSI from too much of the swiping. Mm. We've discussed this before. I think you probably can get, like, overuse of thumb from it.
Yeah, absolutely.
But if anyone's got it, it'd be him. Anyway, this is going to make you think, if you've ever used one of these apps... and you've been really, really keen on someone on there, and then suddenly you lose all interest. Which would have happened a lot to a lot of people listening right now. This story is coming up at 3:10.
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Just before we came on air today, I noticed a slight mark on the right side of your face. In fact, I noticed it yesterday after the show, but I thought it was makeup that you still had on from Teen Awards.
No.
It's a slight discolouring on the face.
Yeah, and it's really... Well, it's really concerning me now because I don't know what it is.
Yeah, but I don't want to make you alarmed.
It's not makeup.
No, I thought it was makeup yesterday. I thought maybe you had not had a wash since the Teen Awards. But it's still there today.
Well, please, that was the assumption anyway.
I just wanted to make sure that you knew about it. Because there is something there.
Well, you've told me about it now. And yes, I've looked at my phone.
Don't Google
obviously
it.
Obviously doing it. Well, no, I haven't Googled it.
Don't ever do that, no.
But I've looked in my phone and it's sort of selfie mode to see what it is. And yes, I've got this sort of like quite... large, how would you describe it? Like, it's almost like a big bruise.
It's like a bruise, but it's actually quite big.
Yeah, and I haven't played football now for probably about a month, so no. It can't be from that.
You know what you've done? You've done what I do a lot, and you've punched yourself in your sleep. You've done that? Like,
well, I must have, because it's happened in my sleep, but it's hard to imagine that that's what's gone on, and why have I punched myself?
Or your girlfriend's punched you in the night.
Or she's punched me in the night.
Not on purpose. But
then
it
makes you think, if these are the marks, what else... Like, I mean, has she been sort of slapping him about in my sleep without me realising?
It's not on purpose.
Well, no, I know that.
But you never know. You don't know what you get up to in your sleep. Have you ever scratched yourself and then your partner's been like, where's that scratch from?
This is so true.
Right.
Like, the assumption is, a fair. If there's a scratch on you. It's like, I've definitely just scratched myself.
Yeah,
we all do it.
I had a massive one right down the left-hand side of my body once.
So funny you say that.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I've had that before and I've looked at my legs and there's all these scratches on there and I'm thinking, this looks suspect. Although it doesn't look suspect because, you know, why so scratchy?
Yeah. Thing is now, we do have a show doctor, don't we? That we can call any time.
Dr. Range.
If you're actually concerned. Dr. Range off of This Morning and off of CBeebies. And what I quite like, we're just saying this, we have pretty much something for everything on this show now. We've got a show private investigator. We've got a show doctor. All we need now, I think, is a show vet.
Yeah,
we're good to go.
We can keep this all in-house for all of your needs.
Yeah. So anytime any of you are like, oh, what's wrong with me? We can call Dr. Range. Anyone needs anything sorting out PI-wise, get James on the phone, our private investigator. Your, your dog's not feeling well?
Also,
call our show vet.
And not just that, if you think you can offer your services to us, please let us know.
Scott Mills. Scott
Mills. Earlier, I told you that one of our listeners has been having all the drama on Tinder. Hello, Jessica.
Hello.
You okay?
Yeah, all right, thank you.
We love Tinder dramas, Scott.
Yeah. We're at your service. What can we do?
Okay, well, I initially contacted the show last week for a bit of advice about a date I went on the other week.
Yeah, so you emailed us and you said, need a bit of advice, but then what happened?
So I went on a date and it went very well.
How well?
Really well. He was really nice looking. He was exactly my type. Okay. The date lasted for hours.
Oh, I like it when it's one of those. You're like, oh, this could be it.
Yeah, and they look the same as the picture. You know, that's always good.
They were better than the picture.
Better than the picture. That's rare.
And if it lasts if it lasts hours, you're like, well, this is brilliant.
Well, we only went to go for a drink, but then we ended up doing loads more stuff. And, you know, I didn't get in till dead late. So the whole thing, it just went really well. The conversation went really well. It was kind of, I mean, I've had Tinder dates before, but this was, it was kind of like a movie date. It went so well.
What, like off a film?
Yeah, like really, everything was just great. It just worked out.
Those
really
dates on films, I've never had one of those.
Yeah, they didn't really go like that.
Where were you?
Like, this one was.
What happened? Was it dinner? Was it a bar?
Just met for a drink. Then ended up going for some more cocktails. Then went bowling. Then we had more drinks.
Bowling as well. And did you sort of joke about each other's bowling shoes and things like that? It's just everything was right.
Yeah, everything was great.
Babe, I found this out the other day. Bowling shoes aren't on anymore.
What?
You can wear your own ones now.
Can you?
No, actually, I couldn't because I had heels on, so they made me change.
But generally, you can wear your own now.
I wasn't even aware of this news. That's blowing my mind.
I found out only 2 days ago.
And he felt bad that I had to wear shoes, so he didn't have to, but he swapped his shoes just so we had the same shoes.
Oh, cute.
Oh, he's a keeper.
Well, so then this was then my dilemma because he messaged me the next day and asked me out again for the following week.
Boom.
And said, when are you free? So I messaged when I was free. And then nothing. Heard nothing back.
Oh, no. He ghosted you.
Well, see, this was the situation. So I left it a few days.
Right, here's the thing. I don't understand when you've got on... This really annoys me. When you've got on so well with somebody and you've had a great night, and like you said, you went bowling, you went for drinks, and then he is the one making the move going, oh, can we go out again? And then you hear nothing. What? I do not understand how men think sometimes.
I don't get it, because usually if you go on a date, you can tell if someone is or isn't interested.
Yeah.
And it definitely went well.
It's so confusing.
Yeah, I don't get it. So I left it a few days.
Sorry, I got a bit angry there. So.
Yeah. Chew your boots. Let's hear what's happened.
Yeah.
Messaged him again to follow it up, and he messaged straight back. A long message, so it wasn't like brushing me off, telling me about that he's had a busy week. And then he said, I can't do this week anymore, but I can do next week. You know, are you available next week?
Okay, maybe you've been busy, yeah?
Yeah, so maybe you've been busy. So I just messaged him again, asking him about his week. And then I said, okay, you let me know next week when you want to meet, because then I sort of left it with him.
Yeah.
And I'm not waiting around. And again, nothing. This was almost a week ago.
Oh, what an idiot.
Then no reply.
Yeah, and he's been busy and stuff like that. Scott, this is like your area. You're always telling me you're busy, too busy.
Well, I am quite busy, but...
Okay, and...
So the reason that I initially contacted you was because I wanted advice about that. But then over the weekend, a situation occurred.
Oh, whoa. Okay, right. We need to talk more about this. Can you wait there?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll come back to you after a couple of songs, okay?
Okay, no problem. Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1. Megan's been on. Exactly the same happened to me. Why do boys ghost? Even worse when they like your photos on Insta, but then ignore your message. So Jessica's still with us. Hey, Jessica.
Hello.
She's been telling us about a guy on Tinder who got a message her. She went for a drink with him. Actually went for a really nice, big, long evening with him. Then he messaged again going, let's go out again. And then since then, he's just been a bit of a flake.
Basically, yeah.
You said it was absolutely perfect, but you left us on this cliffhanger that some kind of situation emerged over the weekend.
Yeah.
So my sister came round and she was like, how was that like date that you went on? So I told her about it and then about the situation. And she was like, oh, I want to look him up on Facebook. What's his name?
Classic. That's what we all do.
Of course. So I told her his name and her face just dropped and she went,
Oh no.
Jessica, I went out with him when I was like a teenager.
Oh no.
God.
So she knew him.
Okay. And what did she say about him?
Oh, she said he was a bit of an idiot then.
Yeah, but it's not ideal. What the chance your brother or your sister go out with someone that you're seeing? You've had the perfect date. You know what's happened? He's probably gone onto Facebook to add you as a friend. Mutual friends, you've popped up.
Possibly. I mean, apparently he even stayed around our house one time. I don't remember.
Oh, but he stayed around your house before, your family home?
Yeah, apparently.
But you don't remember it?
I have no idea.
Oh.
So, obviously at that point, I was like, oh, why is this my life?
Yeah.
So, following that, I then obviously don't know, did he not message because he then found that out? Yeah. Or is he just an idiot? And
was it something else? Message? Well, what's your take on this, Scott? Do you think it's because he's realised who her sister is?
I think yes.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
Well, then maybe you just need to message him directly and say, look, I have a feeling you may have discovered that you once went out with my sister and disassociate yourself with her.
What do you mean?
Well, no, I just maybe just say I've discussed this with my sister and it's absolutely fine for us to crack on.
Oh, right. Okay, I see. Yeah.
Do you think that's not a possibility?
I don't know. I would feel a bit... I feel like there's something better I could say about. Although part of me is not even sure I want to continue with it now.
Right, yeah, I get you.
After all this. It's kind of ruined the magic.
Yeah, you think the moment's gone with it?
Yeah.
Also, I just think it's a bit weird if he has dated your sister. I probably wouldn't want to go any further with that.
It is a bit weird. I mean, it was only when they were like teenagers.
Yeah, yeah.
It didn't exactly last long, so it wouldn't really be an issue. But it's more the fact of like just not messaging back.
Yeah.
Like, I would like to send, because I'm actually going on a different Tinder date tonight.
Yes.
Well, I would like to send a message like to everyone who uses Tinder, whether you're a boy or a girl.
Yeah.
Like, people can take it if you tell them that you don't want to go out again.
That's
like, the world will not explode.
Just be honest.
Yeah. Just be honest, and that's fine.
I like this. I like this anger that you both share between you, Jessica and Scott.
But it's about time someone said it, because like it happens a lot. It's happening to my friends a lot, where they seem really keen, and then the ghosting is just on.
Yeah, I don't understand. Just say.
If you didn't enjoy it, just tell me. I'm an adult.
Yeah, that's fine. No problem. Then we can move on.
Good.
But why say, let's go out again, and then never reply? Makes no sense.
All right, guys. Well, I think we've made progress for the whole nation.
I do as well.
Definitely.
If anyone wants to follow this up, by the way, email scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. I know we'll get more, Jessica.
Okay, thank you very, very much.
Good to speak to you. Do you feel better?
Yeah, I do feel better about it.
That's the aim.
Okay, thank you.
And good luck tonight on your date.
Thank you. I'll see how it goes. If there's any more drama, I'll give you guys a call.
Yeah, you do that. Love you, bye.
Love you, bye. Scott
Mills. I'm quite keen to get a cast of a few people on the show. So if we ever need them, we can just call on them.
Yeah.
So we spoke to a dentist on Bangers earlier. She said she's up for being the show dentist. If anyone's teeth fall out or anything, she can be on hand for that. It's good to have a pool of people, isn't it? We've already got a show private investigator. That's our listener, James. He was on the show last week. He just spies on people and finds out if people are cheating. That's handy to have. We've got a show doctor now, if there are any medical issues. Dr. Range, the one off this morning. And also, what else is he off?
Dr. That... Range, he does the poo song, that... of course.
He's on that health show, isn't he?
Yeah, but I mean, most famous for the poo song, I would say, wouldn't you say?
Well,
like, is that unfair to put a doctor down? Well, it doesn't really put a doctor down. It's a massive hit. It's got thousands and thousands of views.
Not the only thing he does, though.
Yeah, but first thing I think of.
Okay. Well, now we've got someone else on. Hello, who's this?
Hi, Scott. It's Rory from CBBC.
Hey, Rory.
Rory.
Yes, Rory the vet.
Yeah, it is. How are you doing, guys?
Very good. From the show The Pets Factor.
Yes. So are you offering your services then?
I think I'd be a top show vet if you ever had a dog or a cat in need.
Yeah, you see, we've never really done animal problems before on the show, but I do quite like the idea of it. If anyone's dog or cat's feeling a bit poorly, we just call you, right?
Well, why not? I'm keen.
That's a good idea. We can get the animal on, we can get the vet on, and we can just sort it all out, can't we?
That's great. So we've got show dentist, show private investigator, show doctor, and now show vet. Also quite handy if Chris ever goes feral at any point, isn't it?
True, that happens.
So if we need you, Rory, from CBBC, we can just call you for any veterinary issues, yeah?
You can indeed.
Okay, it's good to know. Thank you. Scott Mills. Hello, Kate, who points out we've already got a show judge, haven't we?
Yes, we have.
Judge Rinder, of course. Love him. Could come in handy quite soon.
You are a complete vulgarian.
Yes. So that add to that list of show judge there.
Scott Mills.
Don't forget we've got a show dragon as well.
Of course we do.
Deborah Meaden.
Yeah, awesome.
It's a cast of thousands. Do we need a show handyman? Absolutely, Jake and Bath, you're on.
Scott Mills.
AJ in Portsmouth says, what about a show massage therapist? Oh, I would love
yes.
that.
Yes.
I understand it all has to be above board, AJ, but thanks for checking.
What? That is above board. That's what do you mean? That's fine.
I was just saying nothing else, just the
oh,
massage.
Oh, sorry.
Scott Mills.
Back tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.